And welcome to the Devotional Cast, March 2nd, 2018. And we got Eric Olson on the line. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Santiago. Hi, everybody.
Eric Olson came out with a video yesterday about Richard Warmbrand. Now, if you guys don't know who Richard Warmbrand is, he's a Romanian Christian minister of Jewish descent. And he realized that Christian and communism do not go together. But maybe we'll let Eric discuss about Richard Warmbrand. So Eric came out with a video yesterday or the day before, and the video is called Tortured for Christ, the Richard Warmbrand story. Eric, can you tell us about your video?
Yeah. I really felt inspired to do a video because of the occasion that they have filmed an independent film that's going to be premiering at theaters across America. It's only going to be up for one day. Now, perhaps if it does really well, they'll bring it back up, but it's on March 5th, so this coming Monday. The film is going to be in theaters around the U.S., and you can go to the website persecution.com to check, put in your zip code or your city to see where the nearest theater will be, where it's going to be. The Ministry of Voice of the Martyrs, and then later Richard Warmbrand founded that ministry in 1967, and his life and his legacy and the ministry work they do to persecuted Christians around the world has been a tremendous encouragement and conviction for me, a challenge to me ever since I've been a believer. And so I've supported them. They come out with testimonies that they publish of different Christians who have withstood amazing persecution. So I'm a big fan of theirs. I believe their work is really true and pure and excellent. And so that's why I did the video encouraging people to check out the movie. And also, you can get the book for free, Tortured for Christ, if you just put in your information and your address. They'll send you a free copy.
Well, I was watching the video today and yesterday, and it was an amazing video. You know, people say that communism and Christianity don't mesh at all, and it was something that Richard really, you know, really experienced, and he was of Jewish descent.
That's right.
Now, he founded the Voice of the Martyrs, and I think they come out with a booklet or something monthly that, you know, discuss about martyrs out there in the world. And, you know, there's stories that we never hear about, you know, people that die. I mean, the apostles themselves, they died for Jesus Christ. Now, if you have an atheist that, you know, debates you, I mean, look at, you know, these people out there that who died for a cause.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, you know, the verse that they base their whole ministry on, they're really fulfilling. It's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. It says, remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves are also in the body. So our brothers and sisters that we've never met in other countries, in the Islamic world, in communist countries, that are, you know, that we're a part of they're part of the body of Christ, and we are as well. And there's that principle, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So if it's not in your vision, you're not thinking about it. You might not even be aware of it. And so that's why Voice of the Martyrs, Richard Warmbrand, his ministry is so valuable, is because it brings an awareness. It brings it into our sight, and so it can be into our mind to help them, and also to help get the gospel out to these countries where it is restricted. There is no freedom of religion or freedom of speech, which unfortunately the majority of the world still is under these oppressions.
Without vision, people perish.
That's it, brother. That's it. And, you know, to your point, communism you know, Richard, if you read Richard Wurmbrand's testimony, Torture for Christ, and he published other books as well, a number of other books. His most famous one is his testimony, of course, Torture for Christ, but he really exposes the demonic inspiration behind communism. It's basically an ideology of totalitarianism through the state, like where the state controls everything. There is no freedom of speech, no freedom of assembly, and it's the deception of a good principle of community, right? People want community, so they call it the collective. But in reality, in communism, there is no community. It's you are slaves to the state. It's slavery, not community. And so, but a lot of people, if you reject God and see the Lord says, vengeance is mine, God brings justice. And if you see, you know, greed and stuff, and they try to say, well, communism, capitalism is evil and communism will be better. And that's a lie. Wherever communism has been tried, it has brought far more oppression than capitalism ever had. Can people abuse capitalism? Of course, there's greedy people and they do deceitful stuff. But in communism, people don't even have the opportunity. There's no opportunity because you are literally a slave to the state.
That's correct. Communism in history has not worked, you know, and people that are defenders of communism always say, well, they didn't run it right. Well, has there been a perfect communism state?
Yeah. Right. It's so true, brother. Yeah, I encourage people to watch the video. I as you probably noticed in my video, for the first half of it, I was holding my son, Shiloh. Did you notice that?
Yes, I saw the video at the beginning where your kid shows up, and then I think three quarters in, he is gone or something, and I like that. It was a very good, what do you call that? Is that a form of not theater, but a form like a film thing? Or
I mean, the only word that's coming to mind is it was a transition.
Yeah, is that easy? I'm making something very small and more complicated. I can't do that no more.
Yeah. Maybe it might be more than that, and there could be other words, but it was definitely a transition.
Was it? I mean, did you have him because of some type of symbolism, or it was just that he, you know, you couldn't find anyone to take care of him at the time?
Yeah, no, it worked out, and there probably are some symbolic things that I didn't even think of course, but that's not the reason I had him in the video. I was trying to get him to sleep, but he fought, you know, for a nap, but he can be kind of clingy to me, and it's just, sometimes it's really hard to get a peace and quiet to where I can record a video. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to, I had a few moments and I had my mind, I had an energy and a focus on my thoughts, but he was not letting go of me and he wasn't going to steal. So I said, I'm just going to record this holding him. So, and I'm glad I did. It brought a different dynamic to the video. And so I'm not going to use that as an excuse. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to do something, but then my kids are, you know, they have their needs and their demands, and so I might just start incorporating them more into my JMTD videos.
I like it, very much so, and your kids are beautiful. We had a comment from Facebook from Cliff Kelly. He's a professor of mine from Liberty, and he said that, you know, glad that we're bringing up martyrdom because it's not talked about much.
Mm-hmm. So true, brother. It isn't talked about much. I mean, there's a lot about it in the Bible, and there's a beautiful psalm. I can't remember which psalm it is off the top of my head, but it says it's somewhere in the 100 psalms, but in the, you know, it's one of the top upper psalms, and it says that blessed in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. And like you said, the early apostles, they were all martyred, except for perhaps the Apostle John, who died of old age. But Stephen, as a young man filled with the Holy Spirit, was martyred. It's right there recorded in Scripture in Acts 8. And it's not just martyrdom. It's not just, I believe, it's not just the end of someone's life, but it's a mindset we have that our life is laid down for Christ. And I love the verse. This is a great verse. Revelation 12:11 says they overcame the evil one, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives so much as to shrink from death. And so that's one verse, Revelation 12:11. And there's a song, there was a contemporary song that came out. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but they left out the last part.
the very most important part, maybe.
I think it's like a three chord strand. I think each one of those elements is three elements. And I believe the order is intentional. It all begins with the blood of the Lamb. The word of our testimony comes from the blood of the Lamb, our faith in Christ, the Lamb of God. And then how do we grow our testimony? By continuing to walk by faith, because we don't love our lives in this world so much as to shrink from death. And that's not just the death at the end of the life. That's the death of your reputation. We see a lot of times people, because they believe, but they shrink back from stepping out in faith or following a calling because their lives in this world, and they're afraid maybe what people might think of them. So see, martyrdom is a mentality, and not everybody who has a martyrdom mentality, and obviously it could be, there's such a thing as the martyrdom complex, which is a false thing, you know, and there's perversions of martyrdom, like, you know, we see in Islam, suicide bombers in Israel from the Islamic world are considered martyrs, but they're really homicide killers, and they're not martyrs in any Christian sense. A Christian sense of a martyr is someone who refuses to deny their faith, and they die because of their holding fast to their faith in Christ and the testimony of the Word of God. But what I'm saying here is of a godly biblical martyrdom mentality is not that we're looking to die, and not that we want to die for our faith, but we take up our, as Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Christ says in Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, take up your cross daily and follow me. What does it mean to take up our cross? It means to die to our flesh daily. It means to love not our lives in this world so much so that we're going to follow Christ with all of our strength, with all of our mind, with all of our heart, with all of our soul. We're not going to hold back, because he gave all for us on the cross, and he's at the right hand of the Father. And I'm telling you, if we're shrinking back, how then it's like you don't feel the joy of the Lord. He takes no pleasure in those who shrink back. And how could we be in a place of peace with God in our hearts when we're shrinking back all the time? I'm not saying we're condemned, but the joy that comes from obedience, that we've stepped out in faith, that we're loving the Lord more than our own lives in this world. It's a beautiful thing. And Richard Wurmbrand and his ministry really exemplifies that principle.
Yeah, and, you know, like you were saying before, you know, it's for a cause. It's not, you know, you're not planning, you know, to die, but, you know, but, like, you want to share the word, obviously. It could take death, you know, and you know, some of the stuff that we've never experienced. I mean, I've been, you know, through three different mission trips, and I never experienced any death through threats or anything like that. But there's people out there that go deep, you know, to the villages, to governments that don't allow the gospel, that are quieted. But Eric, can you say a quick prayer to people out there that are, you know, that are going out there, or they're planning to go on a missions trip, or maybe are going overseas somewhere, and yeah, just pray for their courage.
Yeah, brother, my privilege, and I'll preface my prayer with an exhortation from Scripture. My life verse is 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Some translation says drives out all fear. And that's my exhortation. When we're walking in faith, we are free from fear. And when we're walking in the anointing of the love of God, that's supernatural, that anointing will actually drive out fear from other people, just like light drives out darkness. And when you read Romans 8, it says that God has adopted us. He's given us the spirit of adoption, that we cry out, Abba, Father, and we're no longer here. We're free, and we are free indeed. So I want to pray for all of you who are believers, who love the Lord, who may be going on missions trips, a calling to share the gospel in your neighborhood. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your love that sent Christ to the cross for us, Lord, to make atonement for our sins, that we have freedom to worship you in spirit and in truth by faith. Lord, you exhort us, you encourage us to come boldly before your throne of mercy in faith. And right now, Lord, we pray for all those listening to this and even those who aren't hearing, Lord, those your children, your followers. Lord, I pray you would speak to them. I pray you would protect those who love you from the spirit of fear. Lord, help us to guard our hearts diligently and help us to embrace your love. We ask that you would pour out your love in great measures upon us. Lord, let us overflow with your love and your goodness, that not only would we be free of fear, but those who we encounter, Lord, that your anointing in us of love, of the love of God, would set others free from the spirit of fear and would help others step out of darkness and into your glorious light, Lord. We trust you, Lord, in these perilous and dark times. Scripture says in the end times, because of fear, the love of most will grow cold. Lord, let that never be said of us. Lord, let us not be cold, but let us be on ever-increasing fire, Lord, a passionate zeal for you and your gospel, Lord. And we trust you. We love you. We pray for the world. We pray for the voice of the martyrs, for those persecuted Christians around the world, that they would have a boldness in these times of suffering. And that we thank you for even secret Christians, revival going on in places like Iran and Saudi Arabia and China, Lord, these hidden Christians that the world doesn't know about, but that are well known in heaven, Lord. We pray for a day of revealing, Lord. We pray for the testimonies to be unveiled, even in the American populace, Lord, and even in media, Lord, that their testimonies will not remain quiet, Lord, or silenced, but we pray you would exalt them and their testimonies for your glory, Lord. We trust you, we bless you, and we ask these things, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And how can people see Tortured for Christ, the Richard Wurmbrand story video?
Yeah, brother. You know, I think a real easy way to do it is you can go to just persecution.com. That's just persecution.com. That's their website as well. And there's a link right there on the homepage of persecution.com is a link, a picture of the movie and the poster for the movie. And you can click on it and it'll send you to places where you can go get tickets for the movie. And you can see trailers. They have, I think, two or three trailers out for the movie as well.
And where can they see your video about the Richard Wurmbrand story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I posted the link on our Facebook page is facebook.com/jmtd.biz. And that's our website as well, jmtd.biz. And then, you know, if you go onto YouTube and just type in the letters JMTD in the search box, it'll bring up, you'll see our logo. We have our digital Jesus logo, and you'll be able to find us and our growing YouTube channel and our growing ministry. And please pray for us.
Yeah, please subscribe to his YouTube. It's all his content flows through YouTube. It's easier if you don't have Facebook. YouTube is a good center point. Hit subscribe. And also your Patreon, right? Is that still active?
Oh, yes, brother. Thank you. And I'm going to be modifying that. And I want to grow that. I need to reach out to more people. But, yeah, that I appreciate it. That's a way to support us, just $2 a month. You can support us for more than that, but $2 a month to help us create inspirational Jesus videos. It's just patreon.com/JMTD. And Patreon is patreon.com and just /JMTD.
Eric, ready for random questions?
Oh, yeah, brother. Is this rapid fire?
Yeah. yeah, don't spend 2 minutes on one question. How do you have your pancakes?
How do I have my pancakes? I like butter and syrup. I like fluffy pancakes with butter and syrup.
That's a good answer. What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Wow, what would I tell my 15-year-old self? I would say... I would say follow Jesus with all your heart. Don't get caught up in drugs and premarital sex, and memorize as much scripture as you can, and seek the Lord and hear from him about his calling, and then go all in with it and don't turn back.
And what job you would not be good at?
Wow, what job? I would not be a good lawyer.
That's a whole different, well, being a lawyer is a calling, according to Trent Garman.
Being a lawyer, that's it. Being a lawyer is a calling, and I definitely do not have that calling. I'm more of a creative person. And not to say lawyers aren't creative, but the actual discipline of law is very tedious and boring to me in general.
Amen. Eric, how can people reach you?
Well, you know, my email is just eric@jmtd.biz, eric@jmtd.biz. And then, again, my contacts are through my website as well, which we need to update. We've been planning to update. It's hard to find time to get all these things done, but we persevere and press on little by little. But, yeah, jmtd.biz. And, of course, our Facebook page, too. If people send us messages, we do our best to respond.
Yes, and his Twitter and Instagram handle, I think it's JMTDBiz. I think it's all the same, isn't it?
That's right, brother. Yeah, that's it. They can find us on Twitter and Instagram as well. Yep, with the same handle.
Eric, thank you for appearing on the devotional cast for the first time. No, second time, because we did a Billy Graham last week, which his funeral is right now, actually. I'm going to pop out and see it. But thank you for coming on.
Yeah, brother Santiago, I love you, man. It's always a privilege. I love everybody out there listening.